Welcome to Staines Court Podcast. Over the coming days in the lead up to Easter, we invite you to join with us as we read through Matthew's Gospel. It's an opportunity to pause just for a few moments each day at a time that suits you to listen once again to the story of history, the revelation of God through Jesus. Each day, a member of this congregation will simply read a passage from St. Matthew for you to listen to and reflect on. So, wherever you are and whatever situation you are in, as you listen to these words, we pray that they will once again inspire, encourage, and challenge.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake.
Such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it, whilst all the people stood on the shore.
Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed.
As he was scattering the seed, some fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up.
Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow.
But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root.
Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants.
Still other seeds fell on the soil. There were in it produced a crop. 160 or 30 times was what was sown.
Whoever has ears, let them hear.
The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in the parables?
He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them.
This is why I speak to them in parables. Those seeing, they do not see. Those hearing, do not hear or understand.
In them, this is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving.
For this people, heart has become closed. They hardly hear with ears, and they hardly close their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I might heal them.
But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear.
For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteousness people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.
Listen then to what the parable of the sower means.
When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path.
The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When problems or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the world, making it unfruitful.
But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands. This is one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times was what was sown.